Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt. And that was Dr. Matt Schlummer himself playing our Kids Commute theme for us. We'll be hearing more from him in just a moment because it is band week on IPR's Kids Commute. Welcome to day three. All week, we are learning about band with our local band master, who's an instructor of bands here at Interlaken Arts Academy, Dr. Matthew Schlummer. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Kate.
Matt, we've heard a lot in general when I think of band music, big celebratory stuff or marchy, parade-y kind of stuff. But there's a lot more that happens emotionally in band music. There's a lot of different textures and emotions and things we can
Yes. And when we go into the concert hall, we get to play music that's from all different kinds of emotions and from different time periods. We get to be time travelers and play music from the 1700s and from the 1800s and even music written by composers that are living today.
So we have a lot of flexibility.
Yes, there are very few rules.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, let's talk about some different feelings that can be raised by the sound of a band.
So let's go first to a piece that's written by a composer named Percy Grainger. And he wrote a piece about a very famous tune that happens in March oftentimes. It's based on O Danny Boy. And the lyrics of this song that are about a father writing to his son who's going off to war. So it's a very thoughtful piece and one that maybe you don't often think of with a marching band or other types of band occasions, but it's still very beautiful.
And so this gives us maybe what kind of feeling? What kind of feeling do you think Percy Grainger's going for when we hear this?
I think the father is thoughtful, and I bet he's thinking about how much he's going to miss his son while he's gone and just hopes that he'll come back safe. Kind of like when you're going to school, I bet your mom and dad feel that way.
Okay, so there's some thoughtful, hopeful kind of music. But band music, Matt, can also be funny.
There's a composer who created his own name, and he called himself P.D.Q. Bach. It's a made-up name. And he would write music that was funny. And he wrote this piece called A Grand Serenade. A serenade is a song to someone that you are in love with. It's a grand serenade for an awful lot of winds and percussion.
So this is called the Simply Grand Minuet. What makes this special?
Well, here the composer is telling a joke about sounds, and he asks the players to take their mouthpieces off of their instrument. So they take their instruments apart and play it to sound like a duck.
Just the mouthpiece?
Just the mouthpiece.
Music for ducks. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was music of P.D.Q. Bach. His real name, by the way, is Peter Schickele. That was the minuet from the Grand Serenade for an Awful Lot of Winds and Percussion. We're here with Matt Schlomer. Hiya, Matt.
Hi, Kate.
Thanks for picking that out. That was a really fun piece of music. Matt, it is time now to check in with our Kids Commute Quizlet. I'll ask the question. I'll let you give the hints. Our question this week, what is the name of the movie monster known as King of the Monsters? Bonus hint, it's not King Kong. Okay, what's our first hint?
The King of Monsters looks kind of like a giant lizard that walks on 2 feet, and in further movies would get in big fights with other famous movie monsters, like a giant moth named Mothra.
All right. Who is this giant king of monsters fighting with Mothra? If you know the answer to this question, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Thanks for hanging out for Band Week this week with Matt Schlomer and myself. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm Matt Schlomer. Bye.
Bye.
Interlochen Public Radio!